All right. Good morning. Afternoon. Time to go eat. Especially after that message. How do you follow that besides go out to eat? Just smell it. What a blessing to be in church. Aren't you glad that God doesn't do everything the same? I'm glad all the food on the plate's not always the same. You know? And that's true spiritually, isn't it? And God's made all of us different. We all look different. He could have made us all look the same. That'd have been boring, wouldn't it? And his creation, all the different animals. You know what's sad? Some people have to have the same kind of preacher or message, or they can't get anything from God. But God doesn't make cookie cutter things like that. And I like that about Brother Joe. He's who he is, who God wants him to be. And all of us need to be that way. And we can get all that God has for us. All right, Philippians 4, great verse. You know it so well. Hard to sometimes keep people's attention on something they know so well. One verse, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I would say it would be pretty important for you to make sure you're in that your category. We don't want to misappropriate Bible verses. You know, there's some Bible verses that do not apply to some people. And it would be very dangerous to take a promise in the Bible that wasn't meant to you. You say, well, all the promises in the Bible are meant to me. Oh, no. How about all liars who have their part in the lake which burns? Is that your promise? Not my promise. But this verse is not some nice little devotional verse that applies to all saved people. The your need, my God shall supply all your need, is written to these Philippians. This church that these people were partakers of the afflictions of the gospel of Christ, that were not ashamed of Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, and they were a people that had given sacrificially, right? Out of their deep poverty, that they sent this gift basket, these things to Paul. There's a lot of people that never sent anything to anyone. This promise is not there. You just can't jump in a promise of the Bible. Now, we can be like the Philippians, amen. We can, as they receive the word of God that Paul brought in their life, and they received it and they were saved, and then they sent back to him, and then he is now going to say, in return, God's going to send back to you again. It just never quits. The more you're giving, Philippi, the more God's just going to keep giving back to you. But it had to be a two-way street. My God shall supply all your need. But my God. Paul says, Philippians, you in your deep poverty met my need. But I can't meet your need. I'm in jail. I can send you a letter back. I can thank you, but if you need something, I'm not going to be able to do it. You know, these chains that are on me, and I don't think they're going to let me out on the weekend, and I'm not going to be able to come to you in Philippi. And I know you guys have got just as serious a needs as I do, because you're in deep poverty, and you're in affliction. And you've sacrificed to send this. And I can't I can't meet your need, but my God can. I can't be there to minister to you, but my God can minister to you. I don't have a basket to send you, but my God has a basket to send you. I'm not free to do that, but God is free to do that. But my God shall supply all your need. And I'll say this morning that really when it boils down to it, if God doesn't help you, you're not going to get any help. The United States of America, Uncle Sam is not going to meet your need. And your mom and dad many times are not going to be able to meet your need. And your church family sometimes is not going to be able to meet your need. And so many times, nowhere else are you going to find your need met, but my God is not limited. So Philippians, you need to look to my God because He is more than able to do whatever you need. My God, you're not going to be able to supply your own need because I know how you are. I know what kind of affliction. I know what kind of circumstance. And your need can't be met by your own hands, but my God can supply all your need. My God. I get sort of out of sorts sometimes. People criticize preachers for saying my church. But it's supposed to be your church. It doesn't mean that it's of single ownership. Joel, my brother, said, my church. Well, it is. But Brother Brown says it's my church too. And my mother said, this is my church, right? It's not just there's no proprietary thing that just belongs to the one individual. It's my church. But Paul's saying, I know who's going to supply, and it's my God. My God. And it's not just that he belongs to me. He belongs to anybody that also has my God. I am his and he is mine. I've got a God. It's not a God up in the air. It's not a God just read about in a book. But I personally have a God. He's my God. I am his and he is mine. And while God and I shall be, I'm his, he's mine. We belong to each other. He's not a God afar off. He's a God near. He's my God. He's not a theology. He's my God that's in my heart, that I have, that I hold. And Philippians, the God of Paul, my God, he can supply. You remember back there when I was in need of some deliverance? And Lydia, you couldn't get me out of jail. And you didn't have enough money to bail me out. And I needed some deliverance from my bonds and my chains, and nobody could supply my need, but you remember how God just sort of shook things up there and moved the jailhouse and moved the chains off me and just let that, remember that Philippi, remember how my God, what my God did there in that prison cell? Do you remember after they beat us, Mr. Jailer? Do you remember after we walked in your prison house and our backs were bleeding and maybe we were thrown into that cell and we felt a little painful and hurtful and we needed a little bit of joy and my God gave us some songs in the night. We didn't have a hymn book and we didn't have a piano and we didn't have anybody play for us and maybe the harmonies wasn't right and we didn't have all the microphones, but my God just came in there and gave a song and that song was in our heart and song in the night and came out and and what happened. You remember that, Mr. Jailer? And we didn't know that you were about to kill yourself. We didn't have an understanding of how to help you, but my God knew that there was a need in your life. And I ran in there and said, hey, I yelled out, do thyself no harm. And my God met a need in your life, Mr. Jailer, and saved your soul. When you were ready to kill yourself, I couldn't do that. But my God did that. And if my God can do that, then my God can do whatever's needed done in Philippi, even though I can't be there. You remember even really Philippi how, well, I didn't have really good direction. I needed some direction. I got over there and I was determined, listen now, before I went to Philippi, Acts 16, I was determined to go into Asia. I was determined to go into Asia. And I thought, well, I'm not certain where I need to go. I need some direction, God. And the Holy Ghost said, no, you're not going to go into Asia. You're forbidden to go into Asia. I said, well, I needed some direction. If I can't go into Asia, where am I going to go? So then I essayed to go into Bithynia. And my God said, you're not going to go into Bithynia either. And then I needed some direction. And then there was a man I saw in Philippi saying, come over and help us. My God was trying to direct me. Isn't that weird? I mean, if we would have been with Paul's entourage and we got over to Philippi and he said he saw a man saying, come over and help us. And then we get over there and all we see is a bunch of women. Well, where's the man, Paul? Paul says, remember, I really didn't know where to go, and I tried to go two different places, and I obviously didn't know what I was doing because God told me no. But my God brought me to you. My God supplied the direction, and that's how I got to you. And if my God can give direction in my life to lead me to you, then my God, that same God, can give direction in your church, in your life, and your unsureties. I know you Philippians have heard about it. I walked through, and I don't know how God did it, but we met that evil spirit there, and we got some evil spirits still. Some of them, can raise up within us, a bad spirit, evil spirit. I know there's devils too. What are we going to do about all that? Well, Paul says, my God took care of those evil spirits. What about the disease? I walked through there, Paul says, I walked through there, and they could take just a handkerchief, and I don't know how God did that, but I didn't have any power. They just took a handkerchief, and the people that were sick and with disease, my God just supplied their health and they're well. I can't be there for you, Philippi, but my God can be there for you. And I know that old devil, Philippi, listen, before I got here in Rome, we got shipwrecked on an island. I just can't tell you all about it, but I tell you what, my God gave safety and all that, but we were around that fire, and that old viper, that old serpent, he jumped out of there and grabbed a hold of my arm and just latched on to me, that poisonous viper, and I should have dropped down dead. That devil just bit the fire out of me, but I'm telling you, Philippi, my God helped me to shake that viper off in the fire. Going back to hell, where are you from? No harm, no hurt. That's my God, Philippi. You can't do anything without his help, but you've helped me. My God's going to help you. You think you need the peace of God, but what you're really going to find is the God of peace. But my God, then he says, shall supply. Shall supply, not in doubt. A futuristic promise. What need Paul? I don't know, but it's going to happen. God is sufficient for these things. He's sufficient for your future. Regardless of the future, this thing is not in doubt, Philippi. My God shall supply. Well, what? It don't matter what. It's going to happen. He shall supply. Because you have been back and forth with me, and you've been back and forth with God, and every time you give, God's given right back, and he's going to be there. He shall supply. Well, I tell you what, we're in bad shape here in Philippi. Well, you're not as bad a shape as a million people in the wilderness. Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? A table. Last time I checked, there's no restaurants out there, and they're just chipmunks and woods and snakes, amen, and darkness and animals. There's nothing out there but wilderness. And God says, Moses, don't worry about it. Well, how am I going to feed all these people? I just open up the windows of heaven and rain bread down. I don't have a problem with my supply. Just rain the bread down. And then I'll just, if you got to have some meat, I'll just blow all the quail in. You won't even have to catch them. I'll just supply it. Be all there. And by the way, look down there at your shoes. I bet you never wore a pair of shoes the last 40 years. Walking all the time. What happened? How did those shoes never wear out? Well, God supplies. He furnished a table in the wilderness. Jesus Christ went 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness without eating, but that same God is able to set a table in your wilderness, Philippi. He'll supply it. David says, I'll tell you how God shall supply. I've found out that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. If I need to rest, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. If I need direction, he leads me. If I need peace, it'll be beside the still waters. If my soul seems empty, he just restores my soul. And when I'm around all those enemies, he prepares a table in the presence of my enemies. He doesn't remove my enemies. He just sets up a table in the middle of them. And the enemies are looking, where do you go? God supplied. I'm just going to sit down here and eat. My cub, it runs over. Because I have a shepherd, I have a God. He's my God and he's my shepherd. And my shepherd will supply my need. Jehovah is his name, is what the song says. And that he makes me, that reminds me of Abraham in Genesis 18, is walking up that mountain with his son, you know, and he says, God will provide himself a lamb. I don't understand. I don't see it. It looks like I'm going to come down on this mountain with nothing. I'm going to be barren. I'm going to be without, but God shall supply my need. And when he gets up there and God brings the ram, you know what he says? I'm going to call this place Jehovah Jireh. That's what the Bible says. God's going to provide. God's going to supply. Not in doubt. Not a question. Philippians, my God shall supply. Now Philippians. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't still need to make supplication. You got to get all that Christianity together, you see. My God shall supply. That means I don't have to do anything. Well, no, he said over there in verse 6, he said everything by prayer and what? Supplication. Well, if God's going to supply it all and I know, why should I make supplication? Because he said to. Why should I pray for something I know God's going to supply? Because that's what he said. It's got to be back and forth and back and forth. And also, just because God's going to supply you, I can't do that. But you know, he may use someone else to do it. Because God did supply my need, but he did it through you guys. Go back to Philippians 2. You know the wild thing about Epaphroditus bringing that gift to Paul? This is so good. In verse 25, he sends Epaphroditus right back to him. It's like they just can't outdo each other. They send Epaphroditus to minister to his wants, like we heard this week in chapter 2, verse 25. But he says in verse 28, I send him therefore the more care that when you see him again, you may rejoice that I may be the less sorrow. He said, I'm going to get a blessing knowing that I'm sending. I can't be there. And I know God's going to supply your need, but I'm going to send Epaphroditus back to you. Maybe he'll be a blessing to you. Whew, what an attitude. Receive him therefore with gladness. Verse 30, what? Because for the work of Christ, he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. You know, we could say all those things that Philippi sent to Paul, but you know one of the great things they sent him? They sent him a man. They sent him a man. And boy, I bet that old broken body of Paul, what if Epaphroditus got in there and said, let me give you a back rub, Paul. How does that feel, Paul? What can I do for you, Paul? You want me to wash your feet? How's that feel, Paul? You need somebody to love on you and hug you and tell you how much I love you? Hey, this is for Lydian. This is for the jailer. This is for this brother. They love you so much, and they can't be here. But I just want to let you know that God loves you, and I'm supplying your need. And boy, Paul's just eating that up. Whew, praise the Lord. Boy, that's a blessing. But I tell you what, go back there and do that. Don't stay here and keep washing my feet. Go back there. You see, Philippi couldn't be there, but they could send somebody. Sometimes God supplies your need, but he does it through somebody. 1 Corinthians, quickly. 1 Corinthians 16. But my God shall supply. Not in doubt. Doesn't mean I don't have to pray. It doesn't mean that God doesn't use people. Well, God will supply their need. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what you do. You're supposed to be involved. God uses, I know he can let the rocks cry out, but it sure would be good if he could get you to do some of that. 1 Corinthians 16, the Bible says in verse 17, I'm glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have what? Supplied. You couldn't do it, but God did it through them what you could not supply. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We've been there several times this week. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the Bible says in verse 14, but by an equality that now at this time your abundance may be a what? A supply. I thought God was going to supply. Yeah, but sometimes he likes to do it through us because we need the blessing and we need the help and we need the attitude and we need the servitude, you see. And we need to get in on the program. Supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want. Chapter 9, 2 Corinthians 9, 12. 2 Corinthians 9, 12. The administration of this service not only supplieth, you see that? The want of the saints, but also abundant, also by many thanksgiving unto God. Chapter 11,
2 Corinthians 11,
verse 9. And when I was present with you, and what does he say? And wanted, I was chargeable to no man, for that which was lacking to me, the brethren came from Macedonia. What did he say? Supplied. You guys have been, God has used you. God supplied my need, but he used you to do it over and over again. And I'm trusting that God is going to continue to supply your need.
But my God shall supply all your need.
As 21st century Americans, we can't read that without putting it through the filter of our stupidity. That doesn't mean God's going to pay your cable bill. That doesn't mean God's going to pay for your 4 cell phones. Oh, I'll even go a step further. Or your mortgage.
Well, God, I know I have to have a house.
Really?
The verses we've heard this week has said food and what? I don't see a house in there.
We expect God to supply what we call his needs, and he don't call them needs. Are we okay?
Yes.
And see, then that's why we get put out with God.
Right.
We get put out with God because we think he's left us in the rain with all these needs that he's not provided. And he said, I didn't have nothing to do with that. You don't need any of that.
Amen.
You know what helped me with that? Being on the mission field for 10 years. Having people come up to me and say, preacher, we're not going to have any electricity in the house. Can you help us? And I'd say no. And see, when I first got there, I didn't do it that way. And then I found out how confused people became about the reason I was there. Bob Jones Sr. said Jesus didn't teach people to make a living. He taught them how to live. He didn't put roofs on people's houses. He could have done that. And I know we take those couple. I had a homeless man come to me one Friday night. We were preaching in Charleston. He said, you know, if you're going to be like Jesus, you need to feed me. Because Jesus fed people. I said, yeah, twice. In 3.5 years. You think the ministry of Jesus was walking around just feeding everybody? A Greek guy, oh, it was hard times in Greece. He said, "I need you to pay my electric bill." I said, "No, I don't think that would be the will of God." He said, "I need that." I said, "You need that?" He said, "Yes, that's a necessity. That's a need in my life." And I said to him, "I said, well, how come that people have lived like 5,000-6,000 years without it?" They didn't need it in 1802. Now that sounds harsh, doesn't it? But here's what, you see, you don't understand the attitude behind that. God's giving me the shaft. God's leaving me out in the cold. He's not meeting my need. Yes, he's meeting your need. He's giving you a church. He's giving you a preacher. He's giving you a Bible. And he's giving you a congregation of people that's not going to let you go hungry, and it's not going to let you go without any clothes. But I'm not going to pay your electric bill. What if your electricity got cut off? Would God have left the building?
Amen.
I'm trying. What my brother just said about what Brother James, if our Christianity won't work everywhere, then it's just not really too real. My needs. He didn't say needs. He said need. And so many times we read the need as the greed. You don't need half the things you think. I don't need half the things I think I need. Lord, how can you say I don't need a house? I didn't have one. I did all right. I mean, I let Peter. I'm not telling you it's a bad thing to have. I'm just saying, if when things come push to shove, there are a few things that God is up. Now, God blesses us more than our need. I'm not saying that. But the promise of God is that He will supply all your need. That does not mean that Lydia was going to have a comfortable life, or the jailer was going to have a comfortable life, or the Philippian church was going to be blessed and prosperous and comfortable. That's not what that means. And that's not what they were looking for. Why do we always read carnality in the Bible? My God shall supply all my need. And we got grander thoughts of dollar signs and, right? Earthly things pop in my head. Well, God's going to supply this for me, that for me. You know what you might need? You might need a good swift kick in the pants. Isn't that right? My God shall supply all your need. And if you need a whipping, He chastens every son whom He receiveth. Oh, my kids don't just need candy bars and amen and a meal at the table and a nice house and education. My kids sometimes need their bottoms whipped. Right? If you don't know that, your brain's on vacation. You need more than dollar signs and comfort. And in that verse is included everything that you need, even if it's rebuke. Thank God. Thank God that He will give me a rebuke. He will give me the chastening I need to get me back in line with the will of God. Thank you, Lord, that you don't coddle me. Give me what I want, but you give me what I need. You need food and raiment, I'll give you food and raiment. All these things will be added to you. If you need to be abased, I'll abase you. If you need to abound, I'll make you abound. If you need to be full, I'll fill you up. If you need to suffer need, I'll give you that. If you need help in your loneliness, I'll cuddle you up and let you know I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you need to know that I'm there, I'll be with you always, even the end of the world. And my presence will be there with you. Whatever you need. You don't know what to do? You need some wisdom? Well, my God's the only wise God that giveth to all men that ask Him that wisdom. Need peace, I can speak it to your heart. You need courage, I can create it in you. You need patience, I can teach it to you. You need love, I can inspire it within you. I can bring you to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. You need strength, I'll give you a supply of the Spirit of God so that you can do all things through Christ and have that great I am, that all-powerful, omnipotent God to put strength down into your bones, power in your voice and in your heart. You need some cleansing. You've gotten dirty in life. You need some forgiveness. Well, I can wash you and supply that bleeding, wounded side for you again. Clean you up and give you that conscience now that's fresh and new again. What do you need? No good thing will He withhold from them. He that spared not His own Son, how will He not freely with Him give us all things that we need. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches. Philippi, you supplied my need out of great poverty. You didn't have anything and you still supplied my need. But my God is going to supply you from great riches. And if he can use you, little old you, to supply my need, he's going to take big old him and he's going to supply your need. The exceeding riches of his grace and the riches of his mercy and the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering and all the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God and the riches of the full assurance of understanding. Oh, the unsearchable riches of Christ. He's got more than you need, Philippi. I have nothing here in this jail but all the riches of my God. Philippi, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippi, I can't tell you what a blessing. When Epaphroditus walked in there and I saw his face, Epaphroditus, that good, you talk about a yoke fellow, a blessing to my heart. I mean, I despaired of life when I thought he was going to die. He refreshed my soul so much. And when he came into that prison house, oh, what a blessing it was. But my God is not going to supply your need through Epaphroditus or through myself. Oh, not such a lowly servant, an insignificant one is that, but my God is going to send Christ Jesus the Lord to you so you can stand fast in the Lord, so you can rejoice in the Lord, so you can be strong in the Lord, so you can have the peace of the Lord, so you can have the power of the Christ, and he's going to thrill you and he's going to fill you. Because he's all you need. I was only with you a short time. I can't be there with you now. But you don't need me. You've got the Son of God. You've got Christ Jesus. And he's all you need. I said he's all you need. You try to open the door to get your needs supplied in any other door of the room of your life, and there's nothing there. But if you'll go to the door of Christ Jesus, by him,